Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at Blog Talk Radio. Again, welcome to Christian Talk Radio Live here at blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Malicia, and I'd like to welcome you to my show today. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and hear a little and learn a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome you to the show. I also like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. Or you can access all the Bible studies on demand. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show ourselves approved, not unto man, my brothers and my sisters, but unto Father God, a workman we need of not, to be ashamed, but rightly divide the Word of truth. I said, but to rightly divides the Word of truth. And we know that the Word of truth must be rightly divided. But kind of my brothers and my sisters, if you do not rightly divide the word of truth, then you will wrongly divide the word of truth. So we don't want to wrongly divide the word. So we must study always to show ourselves approved unto Father God. See, when it says a workman needs not to be ashamed, it means that you can't be ashamed of the word of God. You got to be unashamed of the word of God. My brothers and my sisters, this year is 2016, and if you've not heard me sing this year, I want to say it now. Happy New Year to you, my brothers and my sisters. I said Happy New Year 2016 is here. And you know what? I'm glad. I say I am glad that we are in a new year, because 2015 was a rough year for a lot of us. But that 2015 was a rough year for a lot of us. So I say bye. Good riddance. So long to 2015. Because it was not a good year for a lot of folk. We, you know what, every year, and I truly believe this, that every year comes with something. Every year brings something. You know, 2015 brought a lot of despair and a lot of disappointment and a lot of murders and a lot of killings. And it was a chaotic, very chaotic year. 2015 was very chaotic in a lot of ways. And when I say chaotic, I mean things were going on in that year that we had never seen before. You know, people were dying, getting killed, and there's so many challenges, and we had so many wars, and you had so many, you had all of this evil that was going on in 2015. The Bible speaks on in the last days that there will be perilous times. And in 2015, that year was a perilous year for a lot of folk. A very perilous year. And I'm praying, and that's why on my Facebook page, I ask you all to pray with me. You know, on Christian Talk Radio, you know, I have this Facebook social media. You know, I'm on social media. I'm not on all social media, but I am on some. And on Christian Talk Radio, on my Facebook page, and I ask you all to pray this year. I want you to pray this year, you know, that this year is not the same kind of year we had in 2015. I want you to pray, because Father God says that we should pray, that we don't pray enough. He says in Isaiah 65 that we don't pray. The nation, and I'm saying that as a nation, not only individually, that we need to pray, but that we need to pray as a nation, my brothers and my sisters. Because, see, when we pray individually, we're usually praying for somebody or something. But when we pray as a nation, we're coming together as a nation and praying. You know, the Bible says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of it, in the midst of them. You know, we go about our day, and I'm going to say this, and I know, you know, a lot of people say, well, Melissa says everything she wants to say, anything that comes up comes out. That's not true. I don't say anything that I want to say. I am led by the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit to say things that I say. Now, just because you choose not to want to hear what I say, it does not mean, and it does not, it has no bearing on if I'm being led by the Holy Spirit or not. Before I open my mouth, my brothers and my sisters, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to say what I say. You know what? You can't be, you know, always worried or concerned about what other folks think. Okay. Because when you're concerned about what other folks think, you cannot be used as a vessel by Father God. You cannot. There's no way that you can be used as a vessel by Father God when you're always concerned and worried about what other folks think about what you're saying or what you just said. Okay. Father God can't use you if you're a people pleaser. If you are a people pleaser, Father God cannot use you, my brothers and my sisters. See? Because, see, sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you to say something that might not be what other folk want to hear. It might, as a matter of fact, it might be offensive. People might get offended by what you say. But the Holy Spirit has told you to say this. And some people might be offended by what you say, but that's why. That's why Father God chooses who he uses. You know, the Bible says a lot of folks are called, but few are chosen. So the chosen few that Father God has chosen to bring his word out to the nation are the folk that are not afraid of what other people might think of them. See, because you cannot be afraid, you cannot be ashamed to open up your mouth and tell the truth of the word of God because you fear what other folk might think of you. Let me tell you something. I've been on Christian Talk Radio now going on 6 years. Right? Yeah. A lot of people, you know, said that, well, I don't like Christian Talk Radio because she says what she thinks of. She reads directly from the Bible. Some people don't want you to read directly from the Bible. They want you to put yourself in it. Put yourself in it. They don't want you to read directly from the Bible. But that's what I did. That's what I do. Okay. I went through the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I didn't leave anything out. And you can listen to some of my older broadcasts on our Blog Talk Radio because that's where I started from when I first started this about 6 years ago. And so they have a lot of my old broadcasts. But let me tell you something. If you want to be really and truly used by Father God, you cannot be a people pleaser. You cannot. Because a lot of things that Father God through the Holy Spirit will tell you to say is not going to be something that everybody wants to hear. It's not going to be something that people are going to clap their hands for and say, oh, I'd love to hear that. Unless you're that kind of teacher that twists the word of God and you make it sound like it's something, or this is a positive message. Well, there's a lot of things in the Bible, my brothers and my sisters, that are not what you call a positive message. But that does not mean that it's not the truth. I said that does not mean that it's not the truth because it does not sound positive. There's a lot of truth in the Word of God that you might not consider positive. See? So when you talk about positivity, that does not apply to the Word of God because the Word of God is the truth, and the truth is not always positive, is it? It's not. And I can tell you, but that girl over there has a You asked me how to do it, because I always use this example. If you listen to Chris Talk Radio, you know I always use this example. You might ask me, how does that, and I'm going to get back onto the subject in a minute, you know, I always get off on my soapbox, but you might ask me a question and say, well, how does this dress look? In my bed? And I say, you know what? That dress looks beautiful on me. That dress looks real good on me. But then, you know, I'm not being honest, you know, because I see the dress not looking good on you. But I tell you that the dress looks good anyway because I want to keep you happy. I want to, you know, I want to build you up. I want to keep you happy. I want to make you think you look good. But in honesty, you're not, because the dress is not looking good. So I tell you something, just you go out in that dress. I use this example a lot. You go out with that dress on. And then you get to this place that you're going in. Somebody said, I wonder what in the world is she doing with that dress on? You know, that dress doesn't even look good with her shoes. That dress doesn't even compliment her. Why she got the dress on? Well, you know what? You told her, being her friend, you know her parents, that that dress looked good. You were not honest with her. So when she went out, she thought that that dress looked hot, but it was really cold. So did you help her by lying to her and telling her that the dress looked good only because you thought that if you told her something that she wanted to hear, that she would continue to be your friend? Let me tell you something. If you tell a person a lie and you know it's a lie, then you're not their friend, see? Not their true friend, because a true friend will be honest. They're going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. A true friend would. A true friend is going to tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. Just like Father God, He is our Father in heaven. And His Bible, His Word, is the truth. I'll give you this example. If you have a good father in your household, and he has children. So he has these children. He's a good father. And he sees that his children are going astray. They're going astray. They're not listening to what he's saying. They're going astray. They don't want to hear what he's got to say. But being a good father, like Father, like our Father God in heaven, he is going to correct them. He is not going to allow them to go going astray. He is going to correct and rebuke. That's what he's going to do. He's not going to if you love them, the Bible says, then correct them. Okay. Correction is love, because if you do not correct your child, if you let that child do what they want to do, that child will have problems in his life. Okay. So you want to, as a good father, you want to let the child know right from wrong. Just like Father God does. He corrects us. It might not, what you think might not be positive, or what you think might not be great for you, what you think is something that doesn't sound right. It doesn't matter if it sounds right or if it's positive. It does matter that it's the truth. Got it wrong these days. They got it twisted. They think because it didn't sound positive or because it's not what the people call something that's motivational, that you shouldn't say it. That is so much further from the truth as anything. If I'm your father, I'm going to tell you the truth, whether it's positive or whether it's motivational or not. Because I want you to be a better person. I want you to grow up knowing what the truth is. If I continue to lie to you and I never tell you the truth, then you will grow up with a lie. That lie will blossom into something that's not good, because I've been lying to you. I didn't want to tell you the truth. I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't want to correct you. I didn't want to rebuke you, although I knew that you needed to be corrected. I just went on and said, oh, it's okay. I condoned bad behavior because I don't want you to be upset with me. So I condoned bad behavior because I wanted you to love me. I condoned bad behavior because I said, well, if I don't condone it, they're going to hate me. Let me tell you, when you condone bad behavior, you can't love a person and condone bad behavior. You got to be honest and truthful and say, you know what, that was not right that you did. You know, and the Bible says we as Christians can judge one another. I don't understand why people say, well, don't judge him and don't judge him. Let me tell you something. Father God says we as Christians can judge one another. That's what he said in the Word of God. We as Christians can judge one another. He did not say don't judge. He said you as a Christian can judge another Christian. So don't tell me that I cannot judge, because that's not true. I can judge if you are another Christian. See, you all didn't know that because you refused to read the Word of God. The problem is people don't read the Word of God. And then I said, a Malaysian's always on his soapbox about reading the Word of God, because you're supposed to read the Word. You're supposed to read. The only way that you're going to know that the Word of God is in your head, keep it in your mouth. If you don't keep it in your head and your mouth, then you won't know. Now, I'm going to get back to the prayer and the praying. We as a nation need to pray. We don't pray anymore. We, you know what? Our money, we have in God we trust. On every piece of money that we have, in God we trust. Every time you pick up a quarter, penny, a nickel, a dime, you see in God we trust. Any amount of money, a dollar, ten, five, a hundred, in God we trust on it. But do we really trust God? Because we trust this Father God, then we would pray. We do not pray. I tell you what, I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to see how often you pray. Write it down. Every time you pray, write it down. Some people don't pray at all because they say they don't have time to pray. I beg to differ. You don't have time not to pray. Okay. This nation is in a world of trouble. Yeah, we had trouble in 2015, but if we don't pray, we're going to have more trouble in 2016. Okay. The Word of God, says in Isaiah 65, the Lord said, and yes, it applies to today, because I'm being led by the Holy Spirit to tell you this. So, yes, it does apply to today. You know, you might say, well, Melissa is, oh, she's negative. She's always saying, listen, take negativity out your mouth and throw it away. It's not, it has nothing to do with being negative. It does have something to do with the truth, because the truth is not always positive. So I want you to throw that word away, negativity, and throw that word away, positivity, because it has nothing to do with the Word of God. And the reason you think that it does is because you don't read the Bible, because if you read the Bible, then you would know negativity and positivity don't have nothing to do with the Word, nothing to do with the Word. The Bible says, the Lord said, I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. Father God says, I was ready for them to find me, but they did not even try. I was ready to answer my people's prayers, but they did not pray. The nation did not pray to me, even though I was always ready to answer. Here I am. I will talk to you. See, that's what Father God God says, if you pray, I will help you. Pam, I will help you. See, the problem is a lot of people don't pray. Be being honest. A lot of folks do not pray. They might pray on Sunday morning and they go to church, but the rest of the week, they never pray. So what happens is this. You don't pray. You don't give God, it don't have any type of verbal conversation with God. You do not pray to him. But when something happens, then you want to say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me. My thing is that before the devil attacks you, you should be in prayer. You should be praying. That way, the devil can keep going about his business. He might not even come to your doorstep because you're constantly in prayer. You have prayers stored up. See? When the devil sees your house, he might keep on going. Not saying that because you pray, you're not going to have any trouble, but the prayers of the righteous avail us much. Yes. That's why. So he might come, but he can't. Yes. So you don't pray just in trouble. No. You should be prayed up. I mean that you should stay in prayer. You should pray 3 times a day. You need 3 times a day. You need to pray 3 times or more. Not just 3 times a day. You need to pray every time you think about Father God. You ought to say a prayer. Even if you have to say, Our Father, which art in heaven. And that's the prayer that's in the Word of God. That's the prayer that's in the Bible. Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thou kingdom come. Thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's the prayer that's in you. So if you can't pray about anything else, pray that prayer. But make sure that you are praying. Make sure that you are praying, my brothers and sisters. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Tweet on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your blog, your blogger, your Tumblr, just all of these social medias that we have. Sure. I can't even name all of them. I can't even name all of them, but they're out there. So it's so very important, my brothers and sisters, that we pray. Pray as individuals, pray as a nation. Pray, and pray some more. Listen to Christian Talk Radio on a daily basis by going to www.christiantalkradio.com. Have a blessed day.